The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On our guest line this morning, Senator Tim Scott joining us. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Joe. It's always good to be on the radio with you. How are you?
I am doing wonderful, Senator. Thank you so much. I want to start with something that Martha McCallum said about you yesterday. So listen with me for a minute here.
I'm always actually horrified by some of the things that are said on other networks about Tim Scott, the names that they have called him. Because they don't consider him to be, they're not just looking at him as a man who is a politician who's running. They think that he's sort of, just there to check a box, all these things. I look at people based on meritocracy and how hard they've worked to get where they are. How effective are they at the job that they're doing? Tim Scott's a very effective senator. He worked very hard on these enterprise projects in inner cities with President Trump. Mm-hmm. He found ways to get things done for South Carolina when President Trump was in office. And, he's one of the few, I think, really sort of genuine politicians in Washington. Yeah. And I think that's why he's going to get a ton of attention when I assume he'll announce on May 22nd.
Now, Senator, that's a pretty good endorsement. I've been seeing a lot of reports that you're going to have a major announcement on May the 22nd. Now, I'm hoping that maybe they just got the date wrong because today's May the 2nd. Do they really mean May the 2nd? I mean, do you have a big announcement for us now?
So, Joey, I always have a big announcement on your show, and the biggest announcement I can say is I'm looking forward to having you on May the 22nd in North Charleston, South Carolina, at my alma mater, Charleston Southern University, where we're going to lay out why I believe America can do for anyone what she has done for me. We have to restore hope, create opportunities, and protect the America that we love. North Charleston, South Carolina. Charleston Southern, May 22nd, 11 a.m. Go to votetimscott.com to sign up. Join us for this most significant announcement. We are going to win our country back.
Well, that's exciting news for sure, Senator. So May the 22nd, again, I was hoping maybe there's a mistake there, and it was really May the 2nd, but I'll wait. If I have to wait a few more days, I will certainly do that. Senator, last night I was honored to moderate a forum in Greenville. It consisted of our own Lieutenant Governor Pamela Abbott and Lieutenant Governors from four other states, Florida, Iowa, Oklahoma, and our neighbor Mark Robinson from North Carolina just up the road. One of the issues that they all talked about was education. They all agreed this needs to be at the top of our list. As you've traveled around the country with your Faith in America tour, what are parents and students and teachers saying about education?
But Joey, the one thing that comes across very quickly is that we have lost our focus on educating our kids instead of indoctrinating our kids. Every parent I run into, they are tired of us spending so much time on CRT and not enough time on ABC. The truth is, in education today, we are not being taught history. We are being taught how to think. We're being taught what to think, not how to think. As an example, too many kids today are being taught that we live in an evil country. That is just dead wrong. We are the freest, fairest land the world has ever known. So being the party of parents means we teach history, even the painful parts, but we teach it honestly and accurately. But we also get back to the ABCs. We get back to the fundamentals that help the child reach their full potential by having the parents engage in the process, unlike the radical left of the Joe Biden administration that says if a parent shows up at school board meetings, they are domestic terrorists.
Yeah, it's just crazy with that. Speaking of Joe Biden, he made it official last week, announced that he will be seeking re-election. Now, even though 70% of Americans believe he should not run, and that includes 51% of those who identify as Democrats. Help me reconcile this, Senator. And I was a political science major. I kind of keep up with this stuff. Who runs for office that has numbers like that?
You know, no one that I know with good common sense would run for office with numbers like that without any question. But our president seems to lack common sense, and he certainly is incompetent. I can't think of a person who has done more damage in 2 years as the president of the United States than Joe Biden. Think about the fact that one of the most important indicators of American exceptionalism is our patriotism. Our patriotism has fallen off a cliff because this president continues to tell us that we should cancel our founding fathers. Our education system is in shambles because during the pandemic, these liberals decided to lock kids out of the classroom. And now that the pandemic is over, they're locking them back into failing schools. Our economy, 9% inflation caused by President Biden actually spending trillions of dollars we don't have, buying things we don't need, impressing people who are unimpressed, and then crime in our streets, an insecure, unsafe, and wide open border. That's his platform?
Yeah. Wow.
Unbelievable.
Wow. Yeah, you're right. Speaking of spending, is reported yesterday that Secretary of Treasury Janet Yellen sent a letter to Speaker McCarthy basically saying, hey, look, we're running out of time here. Our obligations of what we have to pay, we may not have the money by June the 1st. Now, it was also announced that President Biden is now conceded to actually sit down with the speaker on this as far as the debt ceiling. Where are we headed with this? What do you see the outcome is?
Well, we've had 78 debt ceiling increases in my lifetime. I'll say this without any question. About 50% of the time, there are concessions made. If there's ever a time to make concessions, in other words, the radical left needs to concede to the fact that $31 trillion, $98,000 per person is too much. We have to reduce our spending. How do we reduce our spending? A classic example is to go back to even the Bill Clinton years when he decided to add work requirements to receiving benefits. My mama, a single mother, Joey, she works 16 hours a day. If you're able-bodied in this country, you work, period.
Yeah. Yep.
Adding those work requirements back will reduce our federal spending in the most ethical way that improves our country, but more importantly, restores dignity, because there's dignity in all work.
Yep. Yep. On a guest line this morning, Senator Tim Scott. Senator, I'm receiving text messages here on our text line. Ted in Greenville says, I would vote for this man in a heartbeat for president. He'll have my vote in the primary. So you got to vote there. Ted in Greenville, he's all for you, Senator.
Well, Ted, thank you so much. Thank you for listening to one of the best radio shows on the air. Joey, God bless your leadership there. I will simply say to Ted, we're going to restore the American dream so that every single kid in every single zip code has a better shot than they have ever had to achieve their version of the American dream by restoring hope, creating opportunities, and protecting America. We've got some serious challenges on our borders. We have to close that border that's led to 70,000 Americans losing their lives to fentanyls. We can do better.
Yep, absolutely we can do better. Senator Tim Scott, again, May the 22nd is the big announcement. Go to VoteTimScott.com, VoteTimScott.com, and you can learn all about it. Senator, so good to have you on. You're welcome anytime.
Thank you, Joey. God bless. See you soon.
Sure thing. Be safe and have a great day.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn. deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.